Now time for our Sabetha Locker Room chat here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you. And we are now joined by Sabetha Girls Basketball Coach. That is Nate Bauman. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, a couple games since we last spoke, and let's start with the game on Friday on the road, a ranked Silver Lake team. That one just kind of got out of hand. It was really just a tale of two halves. It was a good defensive-minded effort in the first half. You trailed by five, but Silver Lake came out hot. They made a heavy emphasis to get the ball inside, and they scored 19 of the first 21 points in that third quarter en route to a 62-39 win. It's never easy to play at Silver Lake, and they played a really good second half.
Yeah, they're a really good team. They've got so many weapons that you kind of have to pick and choose what you want to try to take away. And we did a pretty good job, I thought, in the first half of taking away their inside game. And second half, they started hit a couple threes, and then you step out a little farther, and then they're able to get it inside where they have really two good posts. Obviously, the McDaniel girl is a pretty immovable force down low, and then but their high post is good too, and she made some good high-low passes. Coach Porter did a good job of focusing on getting it inside. It's hard for us to score at that pace when they get to 62, like we've talked about before. That's hard for us to compete with. So I was proud of the effort. I thought we played hard. You know, last year they kind of did that to us too, and we did not respond very well and didn't score, barely scored in the second half at all. And so I did think we fought back a little bit, but that hole was just too big to climb out of.
But how nice was it to see your team turn around the way that they did, going from that Friday loss at Silver Lake to Tuesday, another road game against one of the best in 2A, and that would be Riverside, who's fighting for a league championship this year. And you guys go on the road Tuesday and get it done, 54-44. Talk about the turnaround and the biggest difference maybe from Friday to Tuesday's win.
Yeah, you know, we really, defensively we were good. We had kind of a different game plan for Silver Lake, and we used a similar one against Riverside. We had a week to prepare there after the Burlington tournament, so we thought, you know, this is something we might use against both these teams with good post players. And just executed it a little bit better, having another day of practice and a game under our belt of trying to use it. And Jessica Gruber kind of took on the challenge of defending the Weiser girl. And did a great job, and our others really found their shooters. First time we played them, Riverside's others kind of killed us. They made six threes and hurt us, and we did a little better job of finding them last night. And then, of course, we scored the ball a little better, and things go a little better when the ball goes in the basket. So, but yeah, you know, our girls, we talked about just our schedule's tough. Our non-conference schedule is tough. The Burlington tournament's tough, and you're disappointed to lose some of those games, but if you learn from those and you get better and it prepares you for the postseason, that's what we want. And I said after the game last night, we don't win that game last night if we hadn't lost to Silver Lake and lost a game in the Burlington tournament and played those tough teams. So our girls have embraced that and just understood that it's all a process to get to where we want to be at the end of the season.
Talk about Royal Valley on Friday here in a moment, but what needs to be done with now a few weeks left until Substate, what needs to be done or what needs to improve for you guys to make sure you be playing your best basketball here when it matters the most?
Yeah, I think just continuing to do what we're doing. We're starting to see some more girls step up and be more confident in scoring instead of having to, early in the season we were relying on Mary a lot, and she's still scoring for us, and she needs to. She had 24 last night, but stepping up with Jessica Gruber having 9, Alexia Hayden shooting the ball well from outside, Hallie Scobie scoring it for us. Last night we had big threes from Trinity Detweiler and Carly Harder off our bench. So, the more contributions we can get like that, the more confidence they can build offensively. I think we're going to be fine defensively. We've been good there all year long. It's a matter of just getting some more scoring going for us.
Got to feel nice to finally get back home. The last two games have been on the road, and then you had the Burlington tournament the week before. So it's been a hot minute, you know, since your team's been able to play at home. And you get Royal Valley for a second time. You beat them back in December, which seems like miles ago. That was December 9th. You won at Royal Valley 41-23, arguably maybe one of the best defensive efforts you guys have put together maybe this season. But both teams are probably pretty different now compared to that first meeting. I guess kind of a two-parter here. One, what's maybe the biggest difference that you see from them, and just what is kind of the expectation for this second matchup?
Yeah, well, they're scary. They're talented. They're athletic. They're long. They shoot the ball with great confidence, and I think in the league stats, maybe they had three of the top six girls in the league shooting threes. They score the ball well. the last game has no bearing on this one at all, really, because they're so dangerous. So we're going to have to make sure that we keep the girls focused on that. You can't look at the score from last time. And they're continuing to get better. They've played the same kind of tough schedule we have, so you know they're improving. And we have to be locked in, and I expect a really, really close game. Like I expected the first time. It didn't totally work out that way, but that's what I expect again.
It's about the girls' basketball. Coach Nate Bauman joining us, coming down the home stretch here of the regular season, and it's never easy playing in the Big 7. Another tough one for the Blue Jays on Friday. They return home to take on Royal Valley. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.